Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's been a few times we needed to correct people in the church here, and people have said, well, now you always said that we're supposed to be led by the Spirit for ourselves. Absolutely, I said that. Well, then I don't feel led to yield to you on this. See, what has happened there? They've gone beyond being led for themselves. Now they're trying to be led for us. Do you see that or not? They're trying to tell us how to be led. And that's so presumptuous. And that's so proud. It's rebellion.
That's right.
I told these two, I said, guys, this is not going to work now. Aren't you supposed to be helping me do this? Oh, yeah, yeah. And we love you, Brother Keith. I said, great. Yield to me on this. Well, no. You can see people's body language. What is this? Are they stuck? They're stuck. What does that mean? They're not giving.
Right.
And the longer I talked about it, the harder they got. I said, well, go home. They said, what? We got a service. I said, I know. We're supposed to do this. I said, not today. You don't qualify. I said, go home. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. You don't do anything in the ministry for these 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, we came. I said, have y'all prayed about it some more? Yeah, we did. What do you think? Well, we just feel that you're wrong. Now, let's just stop here. I'm a man. I could be wrong. But what if I am? What if I'm just totally wrong? What if I am? There's more going on here than the issue that we're talking about. Even if you don't think you can respect everything that I am saying or doing, if you don't respect the place, then you're not respecting God. And you need to have faith that if I'm messing up, God will deal with me. But you don't want to get in trouble with Him. And how many know it is acceptable, as long as I'm not just trying to get you to violate the Bible or something like that, if you say, well, now, Lord, I don't feel right about this, but I'm submitting to them and you put them in charge. So, hey, that's between you and them. I'm following orders. And it gives God opportunity because you're actually in faith now.
Yes.
And you're doing what He told you to do. It gives Him an open door to deal with people.
Yes.
And show them if they are wrong. Oh, but when you do this, I ain't doing it, and ain't nobody going to make me do it. They said, well, we have prayed about it, and we have the Holy Spirit just like you do. Disrespectful.
Very.
You know, what these guys had learned about being led by the Spirit, they had learned it from the Lord through me. The last 2 years, but before that. I'd been in the ministry for years and years. They just got saved not that long ago. But now they've taken the teachings they got through me and have passed me by, whew, in their own mind, and are now instructing me. Is there anything wrong with this?
Yes.
So many things wrong with this. And I mean, the longer we talked, the harder they got. Somebody say hard.
Hard.
Hard. I said, guys, this is not okay. Now, I need them. They're talented. They're skilled. There's holes in the ministry when they're not doing their job. But there's something more important here. Someone said, what'd you do, Brother Keith? I sent them home. I said, stay out another 2 weeks. Pray. You might want to fast some. And we'll talk again. Third time they came in, just as unyielding. I had to let them go. They're not qualified. They don't believe in me. They don't believe I can hear from God. They don't believe in me. They don't believe in the leadership. Do you see this or not?
Yes.
Would that affect somebody's life, the plan of God for their life?
Yes.
If they're supposed to be there, would it affect, all right, well, I'll just tell you, for the next several weeks and months, it hurt us in our ministry. We had holes. Was it God's will that we had a hole and other people had to cover and make? No, it was not God's will. They were supposed to be in there doing the job. All they would have had to do. First 5 minutes, the first time we talked, is say, I'm sorry, I want to do it the way you want it done. And we'll make that adjustment. And I said, good, let me pray with you. They'd have been out the door, would have had services normal. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And I says, well, you could have given in.
No.
Hmm.
No way. No. No. No.
They are not my leader. They're not the one that, you know, the Lord put over me. I have given in to my leaders. I said, I have.
Yes, sir.
I've done things I didn't think I wanted to do. I've done things I wasn't sure about, you know, that was the right plan for me. I remember serving Brother Hagin, and I was helping him in a meeting out west. I had been busy doing other things in our own ministry, and we were kind of integrating back into his flow some. And he called me up on the platform in his meeting. Place was packed. He said, Keith, you got anything to go here? I said, maybe a teaching, because sometimes he had me teach. He said, I don't think so. Well, now that ought to be enough said.
Amen.
Right? I ought to be looking for something else.
Yes, sir.
So I did. I sang a song. And he said, oh, that's not quite it. You got something else? I said, well, I got this teaching. He said, I don't think so. I said, okay. So I sang another song. He said, I don't think that's quite it. And guess what I said? He said, you got something else? I said, well, I think I got this teaching. He said, well, all right, give it out. And he went and sat down. And I gave my teaching. And it was dead. It was empty as last year's bird's nest. It was dead. It was hard. And I struggled through it. Oh, Lord. And we finally closed and we'll just quit. We just quit's what we did. We just sputtered to a dismal stop and went back to the room. Oh, man, I felt bad. Oh, I felt so bad. Now, I've missed it. I can do one of two things. Tell me what one of those two directions I can go. What can I do? Huh? I can humble myself and admit it and repent. Or what else could I do? Huh? I could harden myself and defend it. Do you hear it? Well, yeah, but now I know I heard from the Lord on that, and I know, and I have the Holy Ghost too, and you're ignorant. Talking about me. And I never forget it. I went, and I didn't know what to do with myself, so I took a bath. In a whirl tub, and I was sitting in that whirl tub crying because my heart hurts a bit. Tears are coming down my face. Of course, they mixed in the water so you couldn't really tell. You know. So. And I got out of there and I went and got the phone. I called Brother Hagin. I said, Brother Hagin, I'm sorry. I missed it. He said, yep. Yeah, you did. I said, Dad, I am so sorry. I said, I don't know what I was thinking. I am sorry. He said, that's all right. Just don't leave me. Stay hooked. Stay. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we had no problems. Did you hear me?
Yes.
No, I mean, next service, he called me right up again and I sang songs. And he had me teach. He had me teach. But, you know, now you might sit there and think, well, why would you ask that three times? You have done this. You've done this. Don't you think you hadn't? It's easy to sit from another perspective. Why would you do that? Why? I wasn't thinking right. Here's a man. Nearly 60 years in the ministry. I'm Ned in the first reader by him. I'm right. I'm wet behind the ears. He's seen more of the move of the Spirit. He's had personal visitations of the head of the church. Why would I be so dense as to bring something up another two times after he says, no, I don't think so. That should have been the end of it. Friend, you got to stir yourself up every day, every situation, with everybody. You got to know. The Bible said that we are to know those who are over us in the Lord. You to know who they are. You should be able to name them and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. That should govern your response, your conversation. It's all right to joke. It's all right to have fun. But there's a line you don't cross. Are you listening? And when they turn and tell you something, it's not time to argue. And if it's something different or if it's corrective, it's time to repent. And what if the whole church was operating that way? Imagine what would happen. What if the whole, every local church, what would happen? The membership would just grow and grow and grow. There'd be no splits. People would not be leaving because they're offended and got their feelings hurt and rebellious. So the churches would just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Pastors and ministers would fellowship with each other. They would acknowledge their elders and follow them whether they liked it or not. Did you hear me? There would be this cohesiveness. There would be this unity and this wonderful, amazing thing called the church would begin to rise up in the earth as one man and would begin to flex its spiritual muscle, its spiritual authority, and the devil cannot stand against it. He cannot hold out against it. Oh, do you see it? Do you believe it? Say it out loud. Rebellion will not dwell in me. Stubbornness will not live in me. Will not live in me. Oh, hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.